crap.
Hey, yeah! I could write a song with real words, not phony ones like Odelay.
You can't say crap on the radio.
Whoa.
They sure play crap on the radio.
Whoa.
Kissing up asses at the label. Focus group that shit. 1, 2, 3, go. Ever make a radio edit, find my guitar, yeah, go get it, smash it over the hood of my car, light it on fire and bury it in the park. I'll never sell out unless I have a chance, cause then I will. Oh, you can't say crap on the radio.
Whoa.
They sure play crap on the radio.
Whoa.
Kissing up asses at the label. Focus group that shit. 1, 2, 3, go. Ever sign a record deal, these songs, they're all yours to steal. Put the shit on the Pirate Bay, that'll be the day when you can finally say, man, I used to like that guy, but now I don't. Oh, you can't say crap on the radio.
Whoa.
But they sure play crap on the radio.
Whoa.
Kissing up asses at the label. Folks, shoot that shit. 1, 2, 3, go.
There you have it, crap on the radio. Originally by Stiff Little Fingers. We'll get to the name of that guy and put it on our track listing on the blog when this goes live. It's been a long time. It's what a week it's been. It's been chaotic. This has got to be the most poorly researched show ever. I stuck together in about 20 minutes before I did this. Hadn't had a minute all week to think about it with all the things that are going down building this station, but stopped complaining. A few things to get out of the way. Since we were last on air, or me to you have been on the air, it's been a very long time. John Peel has passed away in that time, back in 2004, 25th of October, at age 65. So it's kind of a tribute to him. We also have to say that we lots of respect go out for the Pussy Riot girls who are sitting in jail somewhere in the Russia, Soviet Union, wherever it is now, up in Siberia. 3 years for standing up against their government. I'm sure they got what they did want, was to expose their government for the crap that's going on over there. So well done to them. Let's hope they get out sooner than that. But when I say last on the radio, that's kind of a bit of a lie, because I think I had an outing only, I don't know, maybe 6 weeks ago. I was doing a promotion for the Radioactive Reunion, the 20-year on Radioactive Reunion, and I did a show with Derek Mouthpiece. So I was on the radio, but as usual, the feckers down in Donnybrook lost the tape and it never went out live on the day, and it only went out on the SoundCloud, and you know how it goes, you know, state oppression and censorship. Anyway, today, first show back on the air. I'm gonna get a few things out of the way, kind of just go through a bit of history, why I'm into radio, what got me into it, what's it all about, and some of the things I go through might just be me going through some memories, but hopefully it'll help you guys who know me understand where I'm coming from on that sort of stuff. So I'm going to play another track. What are we going to go for? We've got The Clash, Peace and Thieves.
Police and thieves in the street.
And Thieves, it's Radioactive International. I don't even think I name checked the station yet. Radioactive International, an experiment in radio once again. No doubt it'll be a blinding success like all the other ones that we've done in the past, and we'll have great fun while doing it. So I asked a question earlier to myself, why radio? Why do I do this? What is it? Why don't I just go out and do something else? But I don't know, something that comes from my history and the way I grew up and what I experienced while growing up, and early memories is what I go back to at the moment. Earliest memory is probably not a radio, it's probably a record player that was nicely situated in the room that we used to play in as children, age 3, 4, 5, and started getting more curious and curious about it, and opened it up the lid and saw this set of maybe 10 7-inch records stacked up on this little spindle, and all you had to do was lift the needle over onto the one that was sitting on the deck at the time, and away it would spin. It would come to the very end. I'd lift, it would go back to the start, and then the next track would drop down. And to me, that wasn't just playing records. That was like, I don't know, I was trying to equate it with an iPod before, like 30 years too early, that this was an automatic machine that could play the next song. And you could kind of have a little chat to yourself in between the records and pretend you were a DJ on a radio station while it was doing its stuff, picking the next track, you know, and working its way through the mechanisms. So that's where it started for me. I started experimenting with the little records that my mum and dad maybe had. I don't know, nursery rhyme things, One Little, Two Little Indians. And started kind of experimenting with my dad's record collection, which wasn't that amazing. I hope he's not listening. But it would be the Bachelors and the Dubliners and stuff like that. So kind of latched onto the Dubliners because they had a bit of a Republican kind of theme to the lyrics in some of their songs, and I used to play tracks like The Old Alarm Clock off A Drop of a Hard Stuff and stuff like that. That's where I remember my earliest memories of getting into music, radio, playing tracks, spinning discs. Moving on in the years, right, like taking it up to when I was age about 10, 1981 or so, I do remember broadcasting, and this is not broadcasting in the traditional sense, but we used to broadcast by putting a speaker bouncing off double glazed windows. We had double glazed windows in 81, I don't know if that was good or what, but we used to bounce the speaker off it, and we'd get a signal of about 150 meters, and it was very directional as well. You could beam music in one direction, and we could beam it like right over into the graveyard. Those that know me and where I lived will know how far that was. But we'd fun messing and experimenting, and that's where it got. It became music, radio, electronics. They kind of all merged into one for me in this great hobby of radio. And yeah, that's where it's coming from. So in between the records tonight, there'll be little kind of anecdotal things like that that I'm going to pull out of my brain from somewhere. Going for another track here. The Henry Girls. The Henry Girls and Elvis Costello's classic Watching the Detectives. The Henry Girls, Karen, Lorna and Jolene McLaughlin. I think they're from Derry. I know my brother Brian has gone to see them in Dublin. Maybe we'll get some more tracks from theirs out in future shows. So on with the waffling and me and radio and I suppose walkie-talkies would be a kind of a plague thing of kids in the 80s. And yeah, we didn't just do talking A to B on them and back again. We decided to open them up and see what we could do with these things. Messing around with the coils, we found we could get the second harmonic to amplify, and we moved them from 49.860 up around to 99 FM. So suddenly we could be upstairs and we could knock out a radio station downstairs. I think it was Treble TR or one of those country western stations my mum used to listen to downstairs. And we were able to kind of knock it out with probably a quarter watt transistor in these walkie-talkies. And that was an enlightenment, that you could actually put your music through a walkie-talkie, take out the radio downstairs, and that was entertainment. It was fun enough for a kid to be doing that to their mom anyway. And I suppose we moved into the biggest radio craze of probably the last 100 years, and that was CB radio, which is a great little hobby for kids to get into if you like that sort of stuff. Lots of antennas and transmitters and a lot of code and a lot of, you know, learning of, you know, I don't know what you call them, codes and ideas. And it pushed me towards shortwave radio, DX, and listening to foreign stations, which became a hobby too. But it also got me into ham radio. Now, a lot of people are shocked. Going legal? Yeah, I tried that route. I was 15 years of age. I sat the exams. I passed the exams. I was the youngest person in Ireland, I believe, at the time to have ever passed the exams. Only to be told when I got my results that I'd have to wait 3 years to get a license. To which I kind of went, well, I don't know what I'm going to be doing in 3 years' time. I'm sure I wasn't into that at the time in 3 years' time. So what I did was I just dumped it and says, fuck is, I'm going on. I'm doing CB. I'm doing pirate radio. So I moved on. A mate from school, I remember one day reading his ruler and it had Radio Nova and Radio Sunshine Radio and all this on it. I says, are you into radio? And he went, no, it's my brother's ruler. He was a bit embarrassed. It's his older brother, Mick's ruler. And I says, all right, what's he do? And we got chatting, and we hooked up, and his brother was good with the electronics and making the transmitters. I also have to name check Frank Decker from Holt, who was also fairly handy with a soldering iron, and he showed us the ways of making the transmitters, especially the old valve things you'd nick out with the back of broken tellies and stuff, and you'd make your own transmitters out of that stuff. That was the early 80s, 83, 84, 85, you know. But the biggest thing from CB, from chatting with the people on the airwaves around North County Dublin, was meeting up with Derek Jones from Radio Valerie, 1984. We were, what, 14, 15 years of age, me, my brother, my mates, chatting away, and he says, I have a pirate radio station, and it's broadcasting on shortwave. And we went down, met him, went into his house, and he put us behind a microphone for probably the first time in our lives. It wasn't a studio, but it was an attic with a microphone and a reel-to-reel and record decks. And yeah, I suppose the fear I don't have about speaking on a mic tonight was bet out of me in them 4 or 5 weeks that we did training and learning and putting together shows on tape before we actually went live. A massive experience. Thanks, Derek Jones, for all that, and persevering with us as young kids and giving us something to do instead of just sitting on the wall fucking getting in trouble or, you know, messing and all that. So Radio Valerie International, we used to go out on 6.2 megahertz, 6.8 megahertz, Sunday mornings for about 3 or 4 hours. And I think we used to go over there for the 8 o'clock show on a Sunday morning. Imagine some adult in his 30s letting 2 15-year-old kids come in and stand on his landing where the studio was on the landing upstairs and spin decks, and we'd be pumping out some fairly noisy stuff in those days. Fair play to him for persevering with us, and thanks again. Okay, moving on with the music, and who have we got here? Buzzcocks.
Down.
always reminds me of a flat we had down in Rat Down Road. I think that song was on loop for a very, very long time. Yeah, I also have to say, Radioactive International Studios tonight are, unlike any other previous radio station, we're drinking wine, we have cheese, we have nice nuts. Back in the old day, you got a bag of chicken teas and a can of cider, and that was it. And you bought them yourself, you know. So we're doing well here tonight. It's easing us in on our first show. So back to the story. I mentioned Egg earlier and the ruler and the brother and that. It was with Egg and a mate Wally and Tiddler and Sticky. What names they are. And get this, Egg, Wally, Tiddler, Sticky. They were the ones from Baldoyle. Then you had Donald and Brian from Bayside. We got together and we said we were going to put together some sort of radio station for the summer. And sometimes when I hear my own child, who's 8 at the moment, telling me young he's going to set up a railway company and drive it around the hill and everything, I think he's got harebrained ideas. But I'm sure our parents thought we were off our chunks thinking that we're going to have a radio station. But we stuck to it, and we got a transmitter from the brother, and we got a record deck from each house, and someone gave us a loan of the mixer must have been out of Radio Caroline, the boat or something, because it was absolutely ancient. But we put it together, and we actually went to the local community centre and said, right, we're 15 years of age, the six of us were a collective, and we're running a radio station, and let us do it. And they were, to our surprise, they actually let us do it. They let us take over their community hall for every night of the week, every day of the week. I think we had it 24 hours a day if we wanted it, and with a sectioned off area, and it went for the whole summer. We had great crack, and it was grounding for us. We even had one guy who went on to work in the BBC and RTE, who was our newsreader, who used to sit in the toilets, and you know, he used to get his news from CFAX or, you know, Airtel or something like that, and we used to read out news. So we pretty professional outfit, and we had a bit of fun. That was Big Beat Radio 1986, as far as I remember. That morphed into Centre Radio when we had a split. I think myself, Egg and Tiddler split away to set up a record stall in Temple Bar, and Brian and Wally went on to run Centre Radio from Wally's house, which went on for another year or two. Then it went into another community centre and blah blah blah. But we were fairly grounded to radio stations for something to do on a weekend even a weekday evening throughout our teenage years. And we met some great people, so like some great community people who you would normally think those guys wouldn't give two flutes about us, you know. Tom Berry, who sadly passed away, gave a lot of his time to Centre Radio and the lads. I wasn't a DJ on Centre, but I know what he did for the community, and with Brian and others, did a great job there, and Wally. So moving on, I don't even know, I've lined up another track. Next track I've lined up is it's a bit of a scary, spooky one, because if anyone knows me, I'm not in any way spiritual or religious. I've absolutely zero beliefs there, but as a radio listener over the years, in the 80s, I'd turn on a new radio, someone would hand me a radio to fix, and I'd fix it up and I'd flick it on, and spookily this song would come on many a time on the radio as the first track that I'd hear on this newly fixed radio or newly handed to radio. And it was called Stereotypes. It's by The Specials.
Line when he tells a joke, he wants to stay out, he don't want to go home till his nicotine fingers are stuck down his say when he probably did. The doctor said no drink for 7 weeks. He wants to go out but he has to stay home. Sit in and watch colour TV on his own.
Specials, Stereotypes. I do remember two other freaky songs that kind of freaked me out on the radio over the times. And I remember one time I got a little transistor radio. I think it cost £2.50 in buy rights. We saved up the money in a Coke can. We opened it up. We'd about £3, enough money to get a PP3 battery for it as well. And we brought it home, plugged it in. And we went up and down the dial, and it was about 7 radio stations playing in Pretenders, Brass and Pocket. We thought the thing was broken and there was only one station on it, and RTE, which wasn't playing music because it didn't. But the other one was another freaky one. And just to get these freaky things out of the way, was a friend, Tom the German, he was known as. We were out in Sandymount. He had this old vintage car. And he asked me to fix it, and the radio on it was like, I don't think it'd be an on since 1966. So I had a go at it, gave it a few things, fixed up a few things, and plugged it in. And I'm sitting in the car, and whack, turned it on, and the Radio Caroline theme tune from The Searchers came on, and that just knocked me back. So I'm not saying there's anything out there, no, but I'm just saying freaky things do happen. Total coincidences and all that. So I spent next 4 years, I was doing an apprenticeship. I was moving around flats. I wasn't really doing radio. I hadn't the time. I wasn't very settled. I was moving about. I was enjoying myself. And then I returned from Belfast in 92, in and around July. Everyone gets out of Belfast around July 12th. It's for your sanity. And I moved back to Dublin, and I had a plan. I'm setting up a radio station again. That's what I'm doing when I get to Dublin. It wasn't something you could do in Belfast. It was just, yeah, they'd be down here like a ton of bricks. They would just think it was, you know, sectarian and political if you were doing a radio station, and that wasn't something we were going to do. But we since went back to Belfast. We didn't shy away from it. We still went back to Belfast and helped set up radio stations for other people who did live there. So back in Dublin, July 12th, new radio station, new ideas. I put a poster up, Stiff Little Fingers, Go For Album With The Hand, reaching up, that one. And I wrote at the bottom of the poster about 100 bands' names that I thought would be or should be heard on the radio, and asked people to join. Put the posters on every record shop when there was record shops in Dublin, and you could put them around. And the response was amazing. I stuck out a 20-watt transmitter on the top of Norcroy George Street, and we broadcast for 2 weeks solid with one loop tape and myself putting out the songs and the talky bits. And within a week, I'd say it'd be 12 DJs. Within 2 months, we had 30 DJs. It grew up to about 50 DJs eventually. And that was what became Radioactive, which was a different type of radio station. It wasn't a radio station that was out there to make profit or pay its way and garnish itself with lots of great equipment from associating itself with, you know, illegal raves or legal nightclubs or advertising or anything like that. It was a small time station that had low power transmitters. It lived in the city centre and it never really tried to get the mountaintop stuff. And we had fun. We ran, you know, pub quizzes and gigs to support what we needed to do, and we did it in our own way, we did it in a different way. And the greatest thing was we met people, we had fun, and we shared ideas, and we didn't steer clear of politics like a lot of other pirate radio stations did. There was a big, huge, don't go near politics, it's not to be touched. And a lot were scared off by the Section 31 legislation in the days that said that members of Republican parties couldn't be on the radio, and we just totally disagreed with that. Politics wasn't just Republican. Politics was that you weren't getting on an average day radio. It wasn't just Republican. It was socialist. It was anarchist. There was loads of things going down that you could cover, and we did. And we didn't hold back. We didn't censor ourselves, and we kept going. So that's what Radioactive grew into. It became half political, half musical, half, you know, having fun. It was just a gang of people getting together, and that's strongest memories for me was Radioactive in its heyday in Norcroy George Street, 17 flats in a tenement building, and every single flat in the building had a DJ. It was like a squat, but a bit nicer than a squat. Like it had nice blue carpets and stuff. But other than that, it was a tenement building with the amount of people we had in it. So more on Radioactive after the next one. We'll go for two in a row. Take a break. It sounds.
1, 2, 3, go. I've got an ego. It won't let me go. What am I gonna do? A, B, C, D. Paranoia's killing me. I'm dying on me aching feet. What a way to go. Roll up, roll up. People always stroll up. So why don't you run? No, thank you. Big cat, small cat. Some cats are fat cats. Those cats are bad cats. What are we gonna do? There's an awful lot of people in the world today. There's an awful lot of trouble on the streets these days. And it doesn't seem to matter what you do or say. If a change is gonna happen, gotta help it on its way. A change's gotta come before too long, I know. A piece has gotta come and I could be wrong, I know. But I just don't know what I can do. You don't trust me and I don't trust you. I bet you wish you did and I know I do. Why have you got secrets? Cause I know you have. If you've got something to hide then it must be bad. A change has gotta come before too long, I know. Peace has gotta come and I could be wrong, I know. But I just don't know what I can do. Come and I could be wrong, I know. I can do.
You're listening to Radioactive International, broadcasting from kitchens, bedrooms, studios, wherever people can put a show together. It's a new type of radio station. It's going to be based on a mishmash of old and new, on-demand, streaming. It's going to be broadcast on shortwave. It's going to be broadcast on low-power FM transmitters in cities around South America, North America, Asia, Africa, wherever people will put them. And that's what we're doing. We're building a new type of radio station. It's democratically controlled by its members. Their ideas get put out there. We don't take commercial influence. We don't take money to buy new equipment, t-shirts, have all those lovely cars and lovely girls going around handing out leaflets at the traffic lights telling you which radio station to listen to. No, we're not like that. We believe more in what we do. We like our music. We like our ideas, our politics. We're not going to be influenced by that money. If one of our ideas was to the distaste of one of our advertisers and that we had to kind of make a choice, well, that wouldn't go. So that's why we make that principled decision not to do commercialism in radio. Back to the history. On a similar note to what I was just saying, we decided to fund ourselves by our own money. We can only really trust ourselves when it comes to it for what we can do. And we decided we'd follow the mechanisms of many organisations out there, whether sporting or political, is that you have a subscription. You pay a membership fee, a monthly, weekly, whatever it was. I think it was £2 a week in the day. And that covered things like rent, electricity, broken equipment, posters, printing, all that sort of stuff. And we did gigs, we backed it up with pub quizzes. Money, there was a flow of money, it was never wasted. It went to the right causes, and nobody was on the make. That was an important thing for the collective, that nobody was on the take. We're doing the same thing again. This radio station, Radioactive International, is going to fund itself by its membership and its listeners. Back in the day, 20 years ago, we wouldn't have had the the mechanisms that you have today to ask our listeners, you know, you like what you hear, you want more of it, get involved, do it yourself, pay a sub. If you haven't got the time, if you're not the sort of person to get on the radio, you know, make a poster, make us a new website, design something, do something, help us in some way. But if you feel like you still want to support us and you can't do any of those things, we're going to put a donate button on it. And we're not asking for, you know, big money. You know, give us a fiver, give us a euro. You know, if the 1,000 listeners put that together, we're sorted. You know, the costs of running a station like this are low. But we want to fund a program of micro-powered transmitters to small micro stations around the world and pay for shortwave relays. So that's where we're going. That's where our aims are. Please support us. Go to the website radioactiveinternational.org and you'll read all about it. Okay, stop the waffle, more music. Here we go, the Soviets. Amazing how things go very fast when you're waffling. So Radioactive kind of morphed into another thing called DARC, Dublin Alternative Radio Collective, which wasn't much anyway different. It was a change of name. I don't think it was trying to get away from something. It was going to something else. It just had a change of name. If anything, the most interesting time in community radio, free radio that I ever had was the 2 or 3 months when we were off air between Radioactive and DARC FM. I think we kept the transmitters running. We were putting out loop tapes and holding our frequency as you needed to do in those days in Dublin, because some other dance pirate would have just popped along and taken your frequency. But we had the best core of people. It was mainly the politicals who stayed around the station when it was off air, and the DJs and the musos and the egotists and the people who just went into that side of it, they kind of drifted up back for a bit, and it was mainly the politicals who hung around. And we had great sessions. I used to teach people how to rig an aerial. We had an old those lit up traffic island things used to be steel. We had one of them in the house, and that was like our mock up chimney, and we used to put lashing brackets onto it and antennas. And people learnt this stuff as kind of demonstration in a room of 20 people. We took transmitters apart, we tuned them up, we built up whole studios and took them apart again and put them back together again. And we had fun, we learnt, and the idea there was that we had a core of people who could go out and do it again somewhere else within their city. I hope to think some of them did, I don't know. I don't have any news that did build further than that, but we had a great time. We went on air, and then it, as things do, groups fizzle. You know, we got to a stage after 4 years on air that you know, we've done what we wanted to do, and we're moving away. People going traveling, people getting jobs. We moved on, and the station, it stopped. It eventually must have stopped somewhere along the line. I don't think I was there when it actually ended. But we decided, what was it? About 6 months ago, we decided that on the 12th of July this year, we'd have a reunion. And we campaigned and put the message about. And we had a reunion. It was very well attended with 30, 35 people at it. A lot of people couldn't make it. They've moved around and the, you know, commitments, kids, babysitters and stuff, they just couldn't make. But I threw out the idea at that reunion to do something like this. And it was positive. Everyone, I thought people were like, nobody would be bothered, you know. Everyone I said it to on the night, two or three people said, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, no problem. I was loving to think about doing something like that, and I'm already doing that. Or, you know, so brought it a bit further, took it home. Within the next weeks, put out the word, and people were generally, yeah, I'll do that. So we're up to 28 people are committed to doing the show on this new Radioactive International, and so far 17 of them are actually signed up and signed in, and they've got like their login and details, and they're ready to go. We launch, well, by the time you hear this, we have launched. I'm recording this beforehand, and yeah, so it's going to be a nice future for free radio in this new boat, which is, you know, a part of the term. But we're online, we're on air, we're going to be on shortwave, we're going to be on FM soon around the world. So watch out for us. Okay, next track. Actually, this is when you find out you've been waffling so much that you haven't got a track. So let's go for this one.
Welcome to the show, and sorry if any of you heard the scares that there was. Is it on? Isn't it on? Ooh, the phony show. So thanks for coming along. Two halves, the show in two halves. Did you get the reading list? Any students in before we kick off, just very quickly? Just shout, yeah, if you should. Oh, just sort of about three or four, really. Which is good, because that's concessions, which is less money. And just out of interest, have you got any French people in? Yeah. Fucking love you. Fucking love you. You are fucking gorgeous. And all those French people are sophisticated and classy and classic, and the word Vito. Isn't that true? Papa, Nicole, Vito. I like that. So you're welcome. Any Americans in at all? You sure? They've learned, haven't they? They've learned, because you used to say, any Americans in, yeah! And now you're like, any Americans in, shut the fuck up, honey. This is not a user-friendly question. And that's, I don't know if you know this, that's how they lost in Vietnam. It's completely true. Right? It wasn't just the Vietnamese fighting a righteous war against an American imperialist aggressor. It wasn't just the cunning use of tunnels. They had a load of speakers all around the jungle. And they, anyone in from Idaho? Yeah! And that's true. If there are American people in, you're absolutely welcome. We're glad to have you here. I was in America recently. I bumped into this guy who was a peace activist. He was fucking great. And I was saying, it must have been hard after September the 11th. He goes, yeah, it was. You know, but we decided you've got to get out there, get the message of peace. Just to say people weren't prepared to go down that dumb, violent road. I said, yeah, but after September the 11th, must have been hard. Well, some people thought September the 12th was the wrong day to start, but not me. Fucking bottle on that. So if you're American, you're absolutely welcome. I'm obviously going to take the piss out of America and Britain. If you know, it's not aimed at you personally, all right? If you're American, it's not aimed at you personally. If you do get upset, obviously, there's, well, just regard it as friendly fire. I don't know if you've been following this. There is a friendly fire case going on at the moment. Four Canadians were shot in Afghanistan by American pilots, and the American pilots are on trial. And the judge said to the American pilots, why did you shoot when your commanding officer said don't? And the pilots, completely, swear to God, on the record, said, We believe our decision-making ability might have been impaired by the amphetamines the military is giving us. Free speed? Fucking hell! No wonder you can't find Osama bin Laden. They're wandering around. I don't want to go in the cave. It's spooky. It's dark. It's scary. I feel paranoid. I don't like it. I haven't eaten for 3 days. I just chew my cheek, chew my cheek, chew my cheek. We're going to track down Osama bin Laden by issuing the troops with LSD, and they will follow the bad vibes.
Well, Mark Thomas, welcome for the Americans. The night war broke out. I'm going to serialise that over the shows. If you haven't heard it, it's a panic. Right, well, that was the first show. It time flies when you're enjoying yourself. It's over. That's an hour. We've one track to go. So we're 28 strong. We've got DJs from Australia, Norway, Belgium, Derry, Basque Country, North America, Dublin, Cork, all around Ireland. We've got them from the UK. We're an international radio station. This is growing, and we're going to be here for a while. So enjoy. Listen to the others, and I'll see you next week. Less waffle, I promise, and definitely more music and a bit more newer music and a bit more research into it. Okay, here we go. The same old problems with equipment. That one was sticking in the CD player. Okay, radio.
Oh.